Hello and welcome to the Full Moon Message. My name is Heather of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and thank you for taking the time to listen in and align to the moon. So this full moon for June 2021 is so, I love it. It's celebratory. It's amazing. It is called the Strawberry Moon because it is the time that berries are coming up and very symbolic for the idea of fruition and abundance. And summertime and all of that. So the sun sign we're in is Cancer. It's just moved into Cancer, and the moon sign will be Capricorn. So it's a very interesting, and also they're opposite, apparently on the chart, it's opposite. So Cancer is very much about family, relationships, the inner world, kind of that homeness. And Capricorn is success and money and ambition. And even on a worldly sense, very earthly concerns, very practical. So it's actually a really cool time, they say, full moon, for really focusing on ambition and success, but doing it, this idea of connecting to your relationships and clearing out the relationships that won't lead to your success and ambition and abundance, and only aligning with those that you really feel you can trust and are genuine. And so it's such a great time if you're looking at whether it's business or creative pursuits or something you're trying to manifest in the world, even money relationships, who do I want to give my money to, in a very practical way. And there's a real sense of who do I trust, right? And then making those alliances. So it's a great time for almost releasing the disharmony, anyone you're having disharmony with or any disharmony with, business relationships or any of it, and calling in the supportive ones and really going into, you know, what does success mean to me now? Where do I want to be successful in, and what do I want to show up in the world? And it starts becoming clearer and clearer and clearer. And so it's just another, we're moving out of the Mercury in retrograde phase, perfect timing, chance to be able to really align in and start moving forward, finally. You might have been feeling like things have just been stuck and all of this, but now it's like, nope, now I can see it clearly, what I want, who I want to align with. You may have to deal with some challenges with even home, you know, the home work life balance, and, you know, you might be having successful ambitions, and then there's home conflicts, right, or family dynamics, and especially as we're opening up in the world with COVID, you know, some people are starting to get out of the house or starting to realize, okay, I'm going to change, you know, like if you're leaving a relationship because you're like, this isn't on my path towards where my goals are or where I want to be. I'm not saying to ditch people just because of success or ambition, of course, but it's this idea of, you know, is my home life supportive of my work life and my outer world goals? And if they're not, what do I need to do to bring that into alignment? So, you know, a bunch of us are trying to adjust to, you know, how now that this idea of the world opening up, hopefully this stays this way, that we can keep moving towards greater well-being in the world. But as things open up, where do I fit now? Who do I want to connect with now? And who am I really glad I'm not, right? So with your ritual, you want to use the elements of earth and water if you do a ritual for the full moon. Officially, it's on Friday the 24th. But you can work with the energies now and the energies after and set down, you know, what is it you've been writing down on a piece of paper? You know, what am I releasing? Who am I releasing? What is not working? And then really putting in what is working, what is leading to my sense of happiness and success and abundance, and putting in the intentions of what you need. You know, what is it that you want to create? You know, what in the world and what you want to be known for? And on a very practical money level, right? And this is a great one. I feel so much better because the new moon was just, there was so much going on. It was very challenging and a lot of, but it had to happen. Things had to come to light, and it might have felt like things had to stagnate for a bit, but now it's like, okay, now it's time to get going. You're meeting the right people. All right. If you need any support, I do offer intuitive coaching. And you can just check out blossomingheart.ca. I really, really love working with people who are ready to do the inner work, spiritually align, and really just want to be a presence of peace, love, happiness, abundance in this crazy world. So yeah, just check me out, and I hope to connect with you soon. Have a wonderful full moon.